This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, William Schierbaum, appellant, versus State of Missouri, respondent, decided December 17, 2024, by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District. 1. William Schierbaum, number ED11800, appellant, appeal from the Circuit Court, of Warren County verse, cause no. 19BB CC0083, State of Missouri, Honorable Jason H. Lamb, respondent. Filed December 17, 2024. Introduction. William Schierbaum, Movant, appeals the motion court's judgments denying his two post-conviction motions pursuant to Rule 29.15 following an evidentiary hearing. 1. In Movant's first point, he argues the motion court clearly erred in denying both motions because trial counsel was ineffective for failing to object to evidence obtained by police pursuant to allegedly illegal searches and seizures. In Movant's second point, he argues the motion court erred in denying both motions because trial counsel was ineffective for failing to investigate claims that police used false information to obtain the search warrants. We dismiss the appeal for violations of Rule 84.04. Background facts. 1. 1. All rule references are to the Missouri Supreme Court Rules, 2023, unless otherwise indicated. 2. On December 20, 2016, Wright City police officers executed a search warrant at Movant's home. While searching Movant's bedroom, they found hypodermic syringes, methamphetamine, and marijuana. These items were easily accessible to Movant's minor child, who lived there. On March 4, 2017, officers executed a second search warrant at Movant's home. When the officers entered Movant's room, they found Movant attempting to stuff the contents of a Crown Royal bag into his mouth. They also found syringes, scales with white powder on them, and two small bags with a crystal substance inside, one small bag with white residue, a bag of marijuana, and a small marijuana pipe inside the Crown Royal bag. Procedural history. The evidence found in the two searches resulted in two separate criminal cases against Movant. In case number 16BB CR094201, based on the December 20th, 2016 search, Movant was charged with and convicted of possession of a controlled substance, endangering the welfare of a child, possession of marijuana, and unlawful use of drug paraphernalia. In case number 17BB CR010001, based on the March 4th, 2017 search, Movant was charged with and convicted of possession of a controlled substance, unlawful use of drug paraphernalia, and possession of marijuana. Movant appealed his convictions to this court. He ultimately dismissed his appeal in the first case, number ED206777, and we affirmed his convictions in the second case, number ED206778. Movant filed two separate motions to vacate, set aside, or correct the judgments pursuant to Rule 29.15. In paragraphs 8A, 8B, and 8C of each motion, Movant made the same arguments. Specifically, Movant argued 3A. Movant was denied effective assistance of trial counsel due process and freedom from an unreasonable search and seizure guaranteed by the 4th, 6th, and 14th Amendment to the United States Constitution. B. Counsel failed to object to state's use of the evidence seized from Movant's home, based on the fact that the state could not provide reasonable assurance that the evidence seized had not been tampered with or substituted. C. Trial counsel failed to investigate and present evidence that the information provided in the probable cause affidavit of police officer used to secure the search warrant of the Movant's home was false and known to be so by police officer and the state. The motion court appointed counsel, and counsel filed statements in lieu of an amended motion. The motion court held an evidentiary hearing, at which it considered both motions and heard the testimony of trial counsel and Movant. After the hearing, the motion court entered findings of fact and conclusions of law denying both of Movant's Rule 29.15 motions. In both cases, the court found credible trial counsel's testimony that after discussing the case with Movant, counsel believed that probable cause supported the search warrants. The court also credited trial counsel's testimony that a motion to suppress the evidence recovered pursuant to the search warrants would have been overruled. Thus, the motion court concluded that trial counsel's assistance to Movant was not ineffective based on legal precedent dictating that counsel will not be found ineffective for failing to investigate and file a meritless motion to suppress. Movant now appeals. Standard of review. Appellate review of the trial court's action on the motion F.